This wouldn't be one of the Sinatra songs I'd sing karaoke to, but Sinatra is a good play. I one time saw Permar from Sports Channel 8 just walking around like a lounge singer would. I think he did Luck Be a Lady.
Oh, I bet Hayes killed that.
It was great. Then we did a duet. I forget the name of the song, but Pink was in it.
Can he play piano?
Oh, definitely.
Hayes can?
Hayes plays all sorts of instruments. He's a fun guy. We need to get him back on sometime soon.
Yeah, that's cool.
Something else that's pretty fun, really fun exercise, listing off some of the best things of the decade now that we're getting ready to start a college football and NFL season this year. That will be the 2020s beginning and college basketball later on this year starting a new decade. So I figured it would be the perfect time to look back on the last 10 seasons of the NFL, college football, college basketball, heck, even the NBA as well, and come up with the top 10 forgiving categories. Yesterday, it was my top 10 ACC basketball teams. Today, it's my top 10 college football quarterbacks of the last 10 years. And number 10 on that list is Jameis Winston. I'll never forget the first time I heard about him. He was getting ready to start at Florida State. I was working with David Glenn, and he said to me, as we were getting set to go to the Grandover Hotel for ACC Media Day, his name rhymes with famous. It's Jameis Winston. Wins the Heisman Trophy, but then has a setback final season with the Seminoles, his redshirt sophomore year. 25 touchdowns, 18 picks, maybe foreshadowing what was bound to come in his NFL career. Awesome at 13, though. National championship win in the final BCS season. And he still made it to the playoff in his final year. So Jameis has to be in the top 10. The off-field stuff also doesn't help him either. Number 9, top 10 quarterbacks of the decade, RG3. How's this for a stat? 78 passing touchdowns, 30 rushing. That's crazy. That last game he had, it was the Alamo Bowl, and he just went off against Washington. Do me a favor, Robert. I don't remember quite what the final score was in that game, but both teams scored more than 60 points. Baylor and Washington, it was the final game of RG3's college career, and I think he might have lost that game as well. Baylor, Washington, it was the Valero Alamo Bowl, and just astronomic numbers put up in it. Robert will give me that in just a bit. Number 8, top 10 college football quarterbacks of the decade, Lamar Jackson. 120 touchdowns accounted for, and he did so pretty much his entire career, 15, 16, 17, with a bad offensive line in front of him. Like, Mekhi Becton didn't show up until his final season, and he was just a freshman in that year. Lamar, 120 touchdowns accounted for. Just always tremendous, and he only got credit for the rushing, but great in the pocket too, and the analytics pointed to that. Maybe I'm biased because I saw more of it up close, but I have Lamar there at number 8. What do you have on RG3's final collegiate game?
They actually won 67-56.
Oh, pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close. He had some good receivers there too. Josh Gordon.
Terrence Williams.
Yeah, Terrence Williams, Kendall Wright. He had a lot of guys to throw the ball to.
Number 7, top 10 college football quarterbacks of the decade, Tua Tagovailoa. If you want to talk about passing stats, can you beat me with 87 touchdowns to 11 picks? 87 touchdowns to 11 picks in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, come on. Maybe the most accurate quarterback I've ever seen in college. It's either him or Drew Brees at Purdue. Won the national title coming into the second half of a game. Alabama was down. Just showing a ton of composure. Tua had to be somewhere on the list. I have him at 7. Number 6, Joe Burrow. Can't put Tua over Burrow when you saw the two go head-to-head and Burrow got the win in Tuscaloosa. And also, statistically, he had the best season we've ever seen from a quarterback. 70 touchdowns? How do you even process that? It just doesn't make much sense. He did have the best weapons, though. He was a bit mediocre in his first season with LSU. Joe Brady arrives. He maximizes Burrow with the talent around him. So we got a lot of help. System, it played a role in this as well. But he's in the top 10, and he's in at number 6. Number 5, top 10 quarterbacks of the decade. Baker Mayfield. Two schools. Texas Tech under Kingsbury. Lincoln Riley coordinating things at Oklahoma. 14,000 yards passing. That's not bad. I'd say he had an all right career. But both those systems, the air raid in both circumstances, Kingsbury's air raid, Lincoln's air raid, just a lot of points scored in the Big 12 and got to the playoff a few times too, just unable to hold the trophy at the end. Unlike our number 4 quarterback of the decade, Cam Newton. I still think his season in 10 was better than Burrow's last year, and here's why. Burrow had so much talent around him. Jamar Chase, who won the Biletnikoff. Robert, did you know, by the way, I'm a Biletnikoff voter?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson out wide. Just a ton of wide receivers. Thaddeus Moss. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Who's the best player Cam had on that Auburn team? You talking about Emory Blake at wide receiver? Talking about Michael Dyer, whose knee was down, by the way, while I'm on that topic. I mean, he's throwing passes to a fullback named Lutzen Kirken. RIP, by the way. Cam, he was more valuable than Burrow was. And he never had a down season in the SEC. He was behind Tim Tebow, who was a legend. Things ended poorly off the field, of course. But when he got back in there, he was just dominant from the jump. So I have to give him the nod over Burrow. And since he won the championship, I give him the nod over Baker as well. Number 3, top 10 college quarterbacks of the decade. Marcus Mariota. 3 seasons of excellence. 36-5. And just magnificent numbers that he's put up, as some people are pointing out on social media. Ty writes in, Mariota accounted for 133 total touchdowns. Completion rate, 67%. I feel like he gets slept on among everybody because he doesn't have this vibrant personality. He's Hawaiian. He's kind of just a cool customer. He didn't quite meet expectations in the NFL, even though he won a playoff game. Unlike Jameis Winston, by the way. But Jameis was in the news more often, and he won a national title, and he played at Florida State, and he was the number one pick. Mariota was a stud, and he played with multiple coaches too, so I think he deserves credit for that. Mariota in at number 3. Number 2, top 10 college football quarterbacks of the decade, Andrew Luck. And the only reason he's not number 1 is because he played one of his 3 seasons in 2009. I don't think a lot of people remember now how bad Stanford was before Jim Harbaugh and Andrew Luck turned it around. Like, you could argue they were the worst program in college football. When they played USC and upset them in 2007, they were 41.5-point underdogs in that game. Let me say that again. 41.5-point underdogs. That's how bad Stanford was. Andrew Luck, just about as good as it comes in college football. The stats back that up. I think college, the ESPN did the best 150 players in the history of college football. Andrew Luck was the highest ranked player who played in the last 10 years at number 64 on that list. He's deserving here, even though he didn't make the playoff because the playoff didn't exist back then, and even though he didn't win a national championship ultimately. Had that big win against Virginia Tech, That stands out more than anything else. Just really a central piece in turning around Stanford football. And number one, the number one quarterback of the last decade of college football is Deshaun Watson. Three playoff appearances, one win in the national title game, taking down Alabama with just studs all over the place. This has to be the number one quarterback. He played all three seasons and was a Heisman finalist twice. He got to the finish line. I think he has to be the guy. The stats back it up. The results back that up. What we're seeing now that he's doing in the NFL, I think, justifies him being at number one. He's at the very top of the list. And there you have it. My top 10 college football quarterbacks of the last decade. If you have any objections to the list on Twitter, @SportsHubDryad, you can hit me there.